Mary Kay, the queen of cosmetics, has died. Her full name was Mary Kay Ash, and she claimed her company produced more wealthy women than any other business. According to Mary Kay Incorporated, at least 150 women have earned $1 million selling skincare products. Arlene Linares is an executive national sales director for Mary Kay Cosmetics.
You know, her whole motivation was to give women the opportunity to really become all that they could be. And her mission statement is to enrich women's lives, and she has empowered them through the Mary Kay opportunity to build a better life for themselves and for their families. So I could never, ever even muster the words to thank her for what she's done for myself and my family. And she's blessed thousands and thousands and thousands of women's lives.
The Mary Kay empire began in 1963 when Ash quit her job at a direct sales company after the man who was originally hired as her assistant was promoted over her at twice her salary. Ash began work on a how-to career book for women when it occurred to her she should stop theorizing about starting a business and actually do it. Mary Kay became known for her award system for sales representatives. Women earn mink coats and diamond rings. If a saleswoman generates $15,000 in wholesale business for six consecutive months, she earns a pink Cadillac. Ash also became famous for her Mary Kay conventions. Linares says Ash was an incredible motivator.
She was so real, and she had this tremendous, tremendous sense of humor. And she never took herself very, very seriously. But she had a tremendous believability about her. She loved life. She had just a zest for life. And just believed so much in you. I mean, you could be on stage one year, and you really thought you'd done a great job. And I'd look over at Mary Kay, and she said, "Yes, but next year, Arlene, we'll see you as the queen," or whatever. So she was constantly raising the bar for you.
Mary Kay Incorporated started with just 11 sales representatives. Today, the company employs more than 850,000 people. Linares says Ash always understood that Mary Kay, the company, was much bigger than Mary Kay, the individual.
She often worried about the company, what would happen when the day came that she no longer would be there. Because so many companies, when they're tied into an individual like Mary Kay, could they continue to really survive? But she, of course, passed that torch to the national sales directors in her company. She's always called us her daughters, and we will keep her dream alive.
Mary Kay Ash died yesterday at her home in Dallas. She was 83 years old.